Coach Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights joins us here today on this preseason interview, talking to season that's coming up very, very soon. Coach Steinkamp, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Todd, for having me.
The summer is quickly coming to an end. We're getting into the first couple of weeks of practice and, of course, scrimmages, and the first week is coming up soon. How has the summer conditioning gone so far with the few practices, and how is the team looking this year?
You know, we had a really good summer. You know, we had a set schedule. We had a lot of 7-on-7 things. We did a few different things, met some other teams. But overall, we had great participation. We kind of put our guys into different groups that had leaders and teams. And, you know, the kids really pushed each other and worked hard. And we definitely grew together as a program. And it was really exciting to see it all come together. And, you know, it really definitely helped us get the ball rolling quicker at camp and practice this year.
The one thing that I've seen from you this summer has been your social media presence. You've been showing off practices, showing off the kids' progress throughout the summer. So how do you feel when you see your athletes grow, change, get better, get stronger from year to year?
You know, it's exciting to see it. You know, we have a good group of seniors. We're not the biggest class numbers-wise, but seeing them grow from, you know, their freshman year to their senior year and looking and develop as leaders and, you know, working hard up in time in the weight room and stuff. And, you know, they did a good job showing up and getting other guys to things where, you know, it's really exciting for them, and I'm proud of them for that.
Talk to me about the seniors that you have here this year. How many do you have, and what kind of leadership styles have they shown off this summer?
You know, they're not the most vocal leaders, but they're definitely guys that have been around and present. You know, we have 13 total seniors. 5 or 6 of them have done a great job of just leading by example. You know, they're positive guys. They're at everything. They're going hard. They're doing the right thing. They're the last guys through the locker room, make sure it's clean and tidy. So just they're doing the little things that go, that are unseen, make a big difference to a program and to everybody else within the program.
What's been sort of the biggest aspects you've been focusing on your offensive schemes and defensive schemes?
Offensively, we've put in a few more wrinkles in the run game than last year. We only had a couple base run plays this year. We're trying to not be as predictable, moving guys around a little bit, running to, you know, our left and our right a little bit more. And we also put in a few new passing schemes where this summer the kids put in the work. You know, we worked a lot with the kids, you know, what they liked, what they didn't like, any adjustments to see. So, you know, a big shout out to our coaches and our players just kind of working together. You know, it's one thing, you know, coaches, if we can't decide on something, a lot of times we just kind of ask the kids, you know, they're the ones on the field. You know, they're the ones that see things. It's really good for our communication as well. And then defensively, we kind of just worked on, you know, our weaknesses, you know, our technique, alignment, you know, and we got them thinking a lot more about the game, about different scenarios and such. And that really helped us carry over to this start of the season.
I know by the time the show airs, you'll have that scrimmage against ACGC completed. What do you want to see from your players in that scrimmage and even coming into week one?
ACGC and Little Big Noah, their first game, they're on kind of a similar type of offense. They're going ground and pound, where I want us to just be ready and be physical. You know, we're going to make mistakes, and that's, you know, I want us to make those mistakes at a fast pace and a physical pace and going hard when we do it. We have a few question marks in the depth chart a little bit, so we just want to see guys, you know, step up and play hard and have fun.
And I know coming into this season off of a season that was, you know, a rebuilding season. I know there's been some guys that have come and gone from senior classes of past. What are some of those games you're looking forward to this season that where you know you have a good chance of winning?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We're talking about, you know, last year to this year, we saved all of our scouting reports. We only have only one game that's the same as last year against Atlantic. Other than that, every other team on our schedule is new to us from the last couple years and played them. So, you know, I'm looking forward to all of them about, you know, coaches got me on our game, doing our reports and scouting and stuff too, and kids got ready to go because on the Atlantic and our ACGC scrimmage, every team we're playing this year is we haven't played them in several years. We got to be on our game and ready to go. So, I mean, I'm always excited at any opportunity to play. You know, our goal is to play the best, play hard, and hopefully have a good outcome.
Is that one of the biggest challenges coming into this year with a dramatically different schedule? Maybe some teams you haven't played in a couple of years or at all. Do you see that as kind of a challenge this year?
Not really a challenge, more just, you know, it's kind of exciting. You know, it's different opportunities. You get different games. You know, I think it keeps us on our toes a little bit more, and, you know, They haven't played us either, so it kind of makes us, it could be an advantage, it could be a disadvantage. And it's kind of just all in the preparation, how the kids respond, how the coaches respond.
We're coming into a season that finally feels a little bit more normal than the rest. You know, 2020 was such a hard year for athletes because there's always that question mark of, you know, do we have enough healthy kids? Are we doing what we can to stay healthy? So talk to me about how your feelings towards this season and maybe some of those restrictions being lifted.
I mean, it definitely feels normal, but you know, we're still being pretty cautious. You know, we're still sanitizing stuff, and we're trying to be safe in that sense. We don't talk a whole lot. We kind of worry about ourselves, but we're trying to keep the kids healthy, keep them safe, because you know they don't get redshirt years or anything like that too. So we want our kids to play as much football as possible. So we don't take any days for granted, and kind of remind the kids of that. You know, you get injured at any time, or stuff can happen. Where you know, make sure you're going hard and playing with no regrets.
So, Coach Steinkamp, is there anything else you'd like to mention about this summer, maybe some of the games coming up, or just anything I didn't ask you here today?
I'm gonna give a shout out to some of my. We had a summer team captains, and the kids did a great job. We had a big competition this summer, and the kids got rewarded with a. We had like a team bonding activity up at Lakeview, and the kids had a great time. But our summer team captains were Logan Siebenhaller, Garrett Christensen, Jared Hausman, Carter Pudence, Cal Wanager, and Isaac Evans. Those are our guys. So those guys out there did a great job of you know, being kind of in charge of 10 to 12 guys, making sure guys are at stuff, making sure they're at weights, just communicating with them too. You know, it's kind of a deal where instead of me talking to almost 70 players, I would talk to those leaders and they'd help get guys. And they did a good job of volunteering this summer. We you know we helped out a lot of different things. They helped move stuff. Anytime there was opportunities, the kids stepped up and you know represented Kemper football well. So I was very proud of them this summer.
We're excited to get back into the football season. We're excited to see you guys play. And we wish you the best of luck here this season, Coach Steinkamp.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Tyler. Appreciate all you guys do for covering us and supporting the programs around here.